second thing is, if you put Kirk with any team, he's like LeBron. They're going to win.
Ready to work out. Before you start, heavy or not, you want to go ahead and use your superpower to give you that strength and energy to make it through your workout. Get you some.
Shoulders and back workout, that's a wrap. 2 hours in, superpower works the whole way through. Keep you going. Lock in, man. Good choice. Superpower.
Y'all, welcome back. Welcome back. I had to start the show 4 minutes early because I'm that excited. Welcome back to another episode of the CBNK show because it is what it is. I'm your host, Cody Kelly, the best podcast host on God's planet because God created me. And one of my gifts is to be one, to be a podcast host. Connect with us. Subscribe. One word, four letters. CVMK. We have an amazing episode. We're going to discuss the top 10 choirs of all time. If you did not grow up with the choir, I hate to tell you, you might not have grown up in a real church. The choir sound was everything. And if you didn't start in the choir, you had no shot at any other ministry. But now things have changed. So now we got to reevaluate and see really who has been and who will be the top 10 choirs of all time. So I brought back a friend. Steve Will Speaks is on this episode. When we return, we're going to get into the top 10 choirs of all time. Stay tuned. Steve, how you doing, man?
Yo.
We are in the building, brother.
That's the man. This is gonna be one of the ones. I can feel it.
Hey, look, I'm super excited about this episode. Look, it's about to go down. I already see the comments. I see the hand clap. My man, Reverend himself, the good Reverend Elder David Olivier, said Chicago Mass. I'm gonna respond to say no.
already.
No, I love Chicago Mass, but they not.
They didn't make
my list. They might make yours.
They didn't make the list.
No, top 10. And I have reasons. I have 10 reasons why that they didn't make the list. Look, the reason why I want to do this episode, the sound of praise and worship has changed. You know, it used to be choir robes, stanky breath, you know, hard choir directors like Manny Moss Clark used to have stories of shoes and disciplinary actions that would fall under the line of abuse in today's world. Now, the choir is made up of 3 to 4 individuals with, you know, fake Australian accents, and it's just in ripped jeans, and it's cool. It's just not the same, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I love it, but I don't want to yodel all the time. I don't want a smog machine or a fog machine all the time. Sometimes, even with my ratchet Jay-Z listening self, I still want to shout every now and then. Every now and then, I want to feel like I've been at church. Every now and then, you know.
Nah, for real.
Mm-hmm. So we got to review it. We got to go to the top 10 choirs of all time. But before we begin, Steve-O, man, you do great things. Where can the people connect you?
They can follow me as Steve-O Speaks on X, Instagram, as well as NBA Central on YouTube, as well as Chicago Bears Central, as well as whatever central I got next to it. I'll be on a ton of platforms, but they all kind of connected with each other, but you can follow me over there.
Y'all connect with your man. Hey, look, top 10. I see the comments already pouring in. My big homie, Josh Reels himself, God's property. They might make the list. When it comes down to the top 10, you got to look at a few things. You have to establish your criteria. A, you have to have longevity. If you only put out one album, and there's only, you know, one song, you don't qualify. You got to have at least 20 years running. Your lead in your choir has to age with the sound. So if you got, you know, rotating leads, might be another red flag. It has to feel like Sunday morning, or it has to feel like Friday night on steroids. That's the second criteria. And then the third thing is, when you hear it, do you know what you hear? Every choir had a unique sound, had a unique just It was whether it was their lead, whether it was their musicians, whether it was the lyrics, but each choir had a unique culture and sound. And if there was no uniqueness, I hate to say this, you don't qualify as a great choir. So for my number one, when it comes to evaluating the greatest choirs of all time, and I'm going to get people mad when I say this, I'm a little split on this, but I'm going to give it to them. I'm going to go with Cosmopolitan Church of Prayer and Holiness Choir. And the reason why, A, I'm a Chicagoan. B, Cynthia Nunn wrote half her stuff. So, you know, that's kind of double dipping in Northern. So, but when you hear it, whether it's Step Back, Let God Do It, Jesus Can Work It Out, first version, second version, or the third version, whatever version is your favorite, they got a whole host of stuff. Oh, What a Wonderful Child. Father Hayes and the crew put together a memorial, really a choir that is a staple in Chicago and has hits. They have hits. Diane can lead a song, and every church wanted a Diane in their midst, right? Okay. So when you look at just choir, when you look at Sunday morning, Cosmopolitan had the robes. Every album that they put out, they were in choir robes. Go back. If you're a real connoisseur of gospel music, every single album that they put out had choir robes. They had the whole ephod of religious regalia in the black church. And you have to give it to them. Cosmopolitan is the number one greatest choir, in my opinion, greatest choir of all time. What do you say, my friend?
That was pretty good. That's pretty good. But if anybody know my father, this should be no surprise because this is one of his favorite artists. And it's pretty much all I grew up on. And it's the one and only John P. Key and the New Life Community Choir. Do I really need to go really deep down? Like, you know who they are as soon as you hear them. As soon as the radio come on, you know exactly who it is. From Jesus Is Real, Standing in the Need, who else? I Do Worship. Even with his little thing he did with Hezekiah, which was nice. Like, it's so many things when it comes to New Life that brings you it. I almost feel like New Life was almost a little bit ahead of his time. For it's like the sound was very progressive for the time, but it still had that old school groove to it, that southern groove to it as well too. So the music is there. You got the lead, and the choir had its own sound, and you know what it sound like. So yeah, that's the reason why they're number one.
I'm not mad. New Life. Look, John P. Key, unfortunately, I was looking at my list, didn't make it. But John P. Key's choir, New Life. I love New Life. I know I love New Life. I just got burnt out of New Life. I got tired of, you know, because I feel like he wanted to be an R&B singer, but he just knew how the church feel. And he would take like runs that like Devontae and them were doing from Jodeci, and he would like instill it in his sound. And, you know, when he was medium-sized John P. Key and he could move a little bit, he kind of had that Rance Allen thing going. But I just did not – I just – I love him. I just can't rank him that high. But that's not bad. Number one for you, John P. Key. Number two, I thought long and hard about this, and I had to go back because this is more of an homage toward – two generations. Oh, I see my parents' generation.
All right.
This choir is the reason why community choirs exist. This choir has made songs that have appeared on multiple commercials. This choir was founded by the Gospel El DeBarge family and the Hawkins. All the light brights in that, from Walter and brother and everybody to, you know, Marion Tremaine. Love Alive Choir got hits. They got hits, bro. I mean, Change. Every time I hear Change, I want to get saved all over again. You know, every time my ear.
Not all over again.
Nobody attempt to sing. They can mess the whole song up. But if they attempt to sing Change, I want to be Changed.
You just gonna hit the flow instantly. Instantly.
Between that, Oh Happy Day. I mean, you think it's Sister Act. It's hard not to give that choir that type of rain and that type of pub. Love Alive kind of set the bar. You know, now looking back, the instrumentation was what it was for that time. Non-dynamic, because we're in today's standard, right? We're retroactively evaluating this. But, you know, Love Alive for me is number two of greatest choirs of all time.
Not going to lie, they didn't make it. I ain't going to lie to you. They didn't make it. But, yeah, I ain't mad at that, though. Number two coming in, I guarantee you, you done sung about 18 of their songs growing up. They're probably the most recycled song choir there is. You know, he, I don't know what they call him, but he almost like a, I want to say the godfather, but he a godfather now.
Sure.
If you want to say it. But yeah, we all know him. We all love him. Hezekiah Walker and the Love Fellowship.
Hezzy.
I don't even need to bring up their songs. If you sung in, I don't even care if you ain't singing in a choir. If you've been to a church, you done heard a Hezzy song.
Grateful or something.
Grateful or something.
Right. So
he got so many songs. You got probably a list of songs you probably can't stand hearing. That's how many songs he got.
And his songs weren't complex. So
it wasn't.
It was like jingles.
Yep. You know what? Gospel jingles, choir jingles was maybe yes, but they had some songs that you was like, oh Lord, this song kind of high, like you know, they do have a little songs where it's a little complex. You know, as the years got on, it got a little bit different, but you know, they're just one of those, like you said, if you hear them, you know exactly who they are. They have the longevity. They have the hits. They got it all.
And that's it. What's going on in here? We're evaluating the top 10 greatest choirs of all time, and we are at number two. I put Love Alive. He put Hezekiah's Love Fellowship. I'm not mad, honestly. Hezekiah Walker is a legend. Is he on my list? I'm looking at it. Unfortunately, Hezekiah Walker did not make my list. But no, he's a legend. I love Hezzy stuff. I love Hezekiah Walker. God of a Second Chance. I can listen to Monique sing that song on repeat, but I cannot put Hezzy in the top three. Even though he has hits, he's got jingles. I don't know. When I hear Hezekiah Walker, I feel like with Hezekiah, don't get mad at it. If you ever watch this, don't get mad at me. I feel like he was like, man, I know a lot of churches struggle. I need to make songs. So if you don't have the talent, you can still praise the Lord. I think that's my God give you right now. I'm choking. And I think, you know, the jingles, because the songs are so simple. It's just so simple. Like, he was just like three words, one chorus. That's a song, you know, and I don't be like simple, like not intelligent. I just think Hezzy's not in my top 10, top five. He's in my top 20. If I'm in the top 20, I love Hezekiah Walker stuff. I'm sold out. My mind is made up. I love Hezekiah Walker stuff, just not top 10.
I mean, you just naming some of the most simplistic Hezzy kinds of songs. He definitely got way
and more. A half. Won't do. I can list a bunch of Hezzy songs, but I can't put him in the top 10. And you'll understand why. When I go to my third pick, this is where it's going to get interesting. This person right here is a musical genius. This person right here is a writer, composer, actor. He kind of looks like, what's the black dude from A Living Single with the dreads?
I know who you're talking about.
Kyle. He looked like Kyle. Early Donald Lawrence looked like Kyle from The Living Single. And Tri-City Singers, to me, are legendary. A, because Donna Lawrence managed to write what I would say like almost Disney-type music, like real symphonic choir sounds, but you know, he was never himself like a, like his version of Choir Master was totally different. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like the Orlando Draper. He wasn't like high energy. He was just in pocket at all time. And when Donald Lawrence gets behind something, you know, Donald Lawrence is kind of like the, it's kind of like the Timbaland of the gospel industry. Like if Donald is like you know what I'm saying? Like when you hear it, you'd be like, no, that's Donald Lawrence. You know, like that's Donald Lawrence. Like his writing, the whole flow is Donald. First of all, you know it's a Donald Lawrence song because there's a lot of words in it. You know, between him and Kirk Carr and Byron Caves, they used all the words in the dictionary. So you know it by, you know, the kind of culture behind it. But I'm gonna go with Donald Lawrence, Tri-City Singers as my top three.
Man, he in my list, but I didn't have him at three. But at three, I don't think you can put him outside the top three. I mean, of course, you could argue it for sure, but just because of my age range, I felt like I had to put him at three because of this. So I'm going to say Kirk Franklin and the Family.
I like it. Reasons being
very. It's pretty much, bro, all I gotta say is I was on a college campus and they was singing that's all, like when you can reach the masses,
yeah,
singing a song like that, like that's just one. He got countless of other songs with that we all sing. He got a Christmas album that we all hold dear.
Yes.
So, yeah, like the versatility, the music, the writing, it's all there. So you have to put, I have to put him in the top three.
I like it. Hey, Kirk is a legend. There's not a such thing as a bad Kirk Franklin song. Like I like Kirk, all his stuff. Kirk's music is so universal. You're right. You can play it in a club. You can smoke to Kirk stuff. I mean, like, there's no. I mean, like, Kirk's his ass. Kirk has things in it. You'd be like, man, this. No, he's just a great musical composer. I say Kirk Franklin is the Mozart of gospel music. I mean, his songs will live in infamy. His talent is beyond reach and measure. He's a composer to his heart. Look, when we get back, we're going to go through 4 through 10, because Kirk does fall. Kirk is on my list. Only reason Kirk is not number one on my list is because it's Kirk, not the choir.
Okay, go.
All right, I'll explain it when I get back. Quick word from my sponsors.
There's a hero in all of us waiting to be unleashed. All it takes is just that one last push. Activate the hero within with CBMK Global Supplements. All natural, steroid-free, designed to enhance performance, build muscle, and increase energy. You are unstoppable. You can do this. Become your own hero at www.cbmkglobal.store.
Y'all, brought it with me. My pre-workout is actually in my bag because I actually use it. But if you want to recover, you want your chest out, you say I got my chest out. Hey, look, I know it's a blizzard right now in Chicago, or it's supposed to be a blizzard or something like that. But in a couple more months, it's going to be springtime. And you don't want to be at home on the couch because you didn't do what was right. Get the way. Get superpower. Get saucy. Get super thick. But whatever you do, get something. Go today at www.cbmkglobal.store. You check out, put in code CVMK24 for 24% off. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. www.cvkglobal.store. Look, Kirk Franklin is a genius. Kirk Franklin is a phenomenal composer, musical savant, just all around genius when it comes to orchestrating and conducting and creating something that has never been heard before, particularly in the gospel realm. But this is why I say it's Kirk and not the choir. This is why Kirk, that's why if you put the choir, you got a debate between Revolution, the family, Tamla and David, and you know, Isaac Creed. Like you gotta chop up his choirs because the choirs don't stay the same. Red flag. The second thing is, if you put Kirk with any team, he's like LeBron, they gonna win. It's not them, it's Kirk. You know, like I don't mean like it's not them. But literally, if Kirk joined Freedom Temple right now, Freedom Temple got him. Oh. It's Kirk, dog. It ain't, you know, like, it was Love Alive, the choir. It wasn't just Walter. It wasn't him singing. It wasn't just, you know, the other Hawkins. You know, it's just Kirk, you know, pretty much right now. So Kirk carries the load. That's why I couldn't give it to Kirk. If it was the top, like, gospel artist of all time, Kirk would probably be number one.
You're wow.
it's just Kirk right now. I'm not in the protein. If that was an ingredient, if weed wasn't the protein, I would be Scott. I'm a side rocket anyway, but I'm telling you, weed is not in the protein. But if you want that effect, www.cvnkglobal.store. You'll praise God better once you get some.
I'm highly disappointed.
How are you highly disappointed? Because Kirk is not top three.
Yes, Kirk and the family. It ain't just Kirk.
It's Kirk. It's not Kirk and the family. It's Kirk.
Bro,
and
we got to understand that it don't matter how good you is. If your choir don't sound good, you ain't nothing.
Name me one person from Reborn or Rebirth.
I don't need to. It's just right. he has the ear enough to build a nice choir.
It's his
But okay, but if your choir don't sound good, it don't matter.
That's true.
So, like, you have to have the ear to find and collect a nice group of people to build a choir with. Because if your choir ain't hidden, it don't matter what the words you say.
You know what Kirk is? Kirk is Doug from the Five Heartbeats. Because it didn't matter if Eddie Kane was the lead, if Leon, who was JT, was the lead, or Flash was the lead. They had hits. You know why? Because it was Dougie who was writing all the stuff. Have the power of the pen, Eddie Kane can sing it. Leon can sing it. Flash and Ebony Harpies can sing it. It don't matter. The little church boy, what's his name? Rocking that movie, like it's the writer. It's the writer. It's just Kirk. Shout out to Kirk's pen. It's Kirk doing the work. Don't do that. Number five, this choir right here has had some legends roll through.
Wait, what was your four?
It was Kirk.
Oh, I didn't do my four.
Yeah, what was your four?
Mississippi Mass.
Hey, so that was my next one.
Yeah, I get Mississippi Mass choir.
I get it.
Yeah. You gotta put them there.
Yeah. James Moore, dude from the Melvin Singers. Mama Mosey Burks. I mean, they've had legends. That was my number five, actually. So I you know, they Mississippi Mass.
Man, it's the music, man. It's when I rose in the morning, your grace and mercy, God is keeping me. Man, I'm not tired yet. Like,
I'm not tired yet, yeah.
God made me.
Yeah.
God on your side. Like, it's too many. It's too many count.
They got too many hits. I had Mississippi Mass. Yeah. Who's your number five?
My number five was actually Dr. Lawrence of Tri-City.
That's fair. That's fair. I'm not mad at the Dr. Lawrence pick as a top five of all time. All right, number six. Another local favorite. Ooh. This person is the choir master. If he comes to your church, if he's there and his choir's there, you're gonna just have a shouting good time. It is none other than Ricky Dillard and New G. And the reason why New G makes number six is because every choir to me kind of bites off them. Whether it's the flow, the riffing, the improv, the musicians, I mean, like the choir itself is magnanimous, right? They kind of have the whole Chicago aura. It's kind of hard not to put Ricky Dillard in there. I mean, you know, he is a legend, right? So, I honestly, when you look at choirs of all time, New G's in there somewhere, you know. So, for that reason, he's number six as far as top 10 choirs of all time.
I ain't put him on there. It was tough. He was the one that was, I was trying to make my 10, but I just couldn't do it. But my sixth one is legendary. You mentioned his name earlier, but hey, the music is there. You know him. You know it instantly. They're one of those instantly, you know, from Marvelous. Oh. So thank you.
Thank you.
To Ryan Good, the one and only Ron Hawkins, and the Love Center Choir.
Yeah. I have no debate on that.
They got the oil.
Several oils. All right, number seven. This person right here, I wish this person and the choir would get back together. They changed gospel music and then it disappeared. This choir right here can outsing Mississippi Mass, New G, Tri-City, Kirk and the Family, New Life, John V. Key, and Cosmo. They were that talented. This choir right here, musicians were second to none. You can't put their musicians in a box. Like, from writing, composing, performance, they had it. It is Ty Tribbett and G.A. When Ty was...
You put them a little higher than I expected you to.
Yeah, no. I was going to give G.A. the credit. When G.A. was together, the G was for... I almost said something wild. The G was for good and anointed. Like, it was
good and anointed.
I almost said something completely. I had to catch myself. It was for the GA. Literally, greater anointed. Ty Tribbett's GA was fantastic. And that's an understatement. They had the pitch. They had the energy. Yes, there were times in my life that I thought I would never make it. You know, like just stupid stuff.
I don't even know if that was GA.
Oh, that was GA? No way. I can make it out to you. That's GA. Okay, that's GA. Right, all right. Victory is GA. Yeah. That right there, no, but that was a hit too. That was Ty, but he got the pin too. He got the magic of the pin. Yeah. So GA and Ty Tribbett were a perfect combo. I think it's rare when you can find a leader and someone to actually execute and carry out the vision, and that's what GA did with Ty, right? Perfect. I mean, they were really perfect. And they were probably the last choir album that I can listen to all the way straight through and not skip. Right, like, because I know Ty's gonna give you a, you know, variety of genres. Versatility is there. You know, I do love Trap Ty. I think he needs to actually put a rapper on Trap Ty. I don't want him to carry the bars. I don't like that version of Trap Ty, but I like the producing Trap Ty. But you know, when Ty's with GA, it's great gospel music. Who do you have for number seven?
For number seven, I have the legendary, one and only, Milton Brunson and Thompson Community Choir. You got to put them there. I told you, like we said off air, like I'm a choir dude. I miss the robes and the Sunday mornings, the on my way to school. Like, that's what I heard a lot of these choirs is on my way to school, half sleep, but it's in my head. Now I'm in my first period of class, and this is, I'm singing, what are you listening? What are you over there singing? Mississippi Man, Milton Brunson. Who? Bro, I'm sitting here. That was like my childhood, like in my head all the time. So I had to put Milton at number seven.
I'm not mad at it at all. I'm not mad. All right. This choir right here for number eight. If you're Kojic, and if you're not, because it's really like two different choir. They're the same choir, but it's out of one church. For every mountain, he's brought me over. For every trial, he's seen me through.
See me through.
For every test, hallelujah. For this, I give you praise. I don't care if it's Kiki White singing it, or the one from West Angeles. Kirk Carr Singers, which is nothing but West Angeles choir, right. Is what you want to be. And like, if there's a standard, like as a church choir, like this is what we want. This is who we want to be. It's Kirk Carr Singers. It's because they have it. Like they, well, first of all, the choir could carry. I think the difference is when a choir would put out a project back in the day, it was an actual service. You know, it wasn't just a bunch of singing. Yes, they count. Your dad wilding right now. Yes, they count as a choir. Kirk Carr Singers count as a choir because it's West Angeles. It's not like, I get it, the singers, but it's West Angeles. If you look at the impact, you look at the sound that they created, how? Because a choir is anybody above four. That's how. Yeah, I see the comment out. You look at the sound.
No, no, yes, go. No, no.
List. Define.
He's over four.
Yeah, because I feel like a praise and worship team. Okay, I'll say this. A choir is any number above eight.
Ten.
Oh, 10. I will go eight, but 10. Because a praise and worship team is only what? 2 to 6, which is really 4. Right? So your choir has to be like 10. And if you count that, Kirk Carr Singers. It's the Kirk Carr Singers. I like the Kirk Carr Singers. And they're going to stay on my list because...
If they make it, commission make it.
I'm fine with... Well, commission not... I'm commission is... Commissioned all of them, or like who are we subbing? Are we talking about the whole group? We're talking about Marvin, Fred, Keith,
the core,
the original. They're not a choir. They are.
Bro, Kirk Carr was like 5 people.
No, that was 6. See, it was 6.
One more.
That excludes them because I said anything over 4. To me, that defines a legal choir, but. All right, I'm cool with commission being an honorable mention in that. Think about commission. Commission is they're hard. They're hybrid because they're really what? They're like a quartet group. They're really an R&B group, but they sing gospel music. But Fred Hammond is a genius, you know.
I don't know. I feel like you made your own category on that one.
Hey, I'm putting if I had to sell Kirk Carr out, it would just be the Tommies. They would make the 8 spot. But I'm putting Kirk Carr is making the list, in my opinion. Who do you have for number 8?
Lord Jesus, your list is something else. My list, my number 8 is local, probably the most famous one out of Chicago, the Chicago Mass Choir.
All right. Reason being,
Chicago Mass Choir, like next to Mass, like I think to me, if I had to talk about Mass choirs, if we was ranking that, it's Mississippi and then it's Chicago, right after that. The hits, yeah. They got the hits. The radio play, I would say, is one of the main things. Like I feel like you still get a lot of Chicago Mass outside of Chicago. So, like, them Southern states still, they know about Chicago Mass as well. So, I had to put them on this list.
I'm not mad. Matter of fact, because of Chicago Mass, I'm going to boot Kirk Carr off the 10 list. I'm going to switch, put Chicago Mass. So we're going to have unanimous.
Switch.
Oh, sorry, Kirk Carr. Since they won't technically identify you as a choir. I'm going to have to replace you with Chicago Mavs in the eighth spot. That's fine. My number nine, this choir right here has produced legends like Kelly Price. Yes, go look at it. Donnie McClurkin. And is no other than the New York Restoration Choir. They're at the bottom. They're at the bottom. But when you think of mass choirs, I think they have enough work and enough catalog to kind of hold firm to that, you know. So since all the other Chicago ones are pretty much taken, I'm going to put number nine, New York Restoration Choir.
I guess. All right. At number nine, I had your number seven pick was just Ty. Ty was like, I don't know, like when Ty came on the scene, people were ready. They just weren't ready. They was, I like, the sound was ridiculous. It was beyond, outside of this world at the time. Like, I remember just listening to Victory, and there's so many songs on Victory when I was sitting here like, what was they thinking making that part? Like, what was they doing? Like, Victory, not only did it have an album, but it had a video, a DVD connected to it. He's one of those, he was one of those choirs that made recording the DVD actually popular. So I got to give it to him as well. I got to get them. They do. They changed the landscapes of choirs for the modern era of church, for sure.
They did. I like Ty Trippett and all the choirs that he's been associated with, but as it goes without saying, it's Ty. And you can refute it, but it's really Ty Trippett doing that. Look, when we get back, we're going to discuss the number 10 and a couple honorable mentions after we return from this break.
I literally just tried the best pre-workout on the planet. With Superpower pre-workout, you have increased focus and a power boost every single time you work out. It's not only packed with 225 milligrams of caffeine, but it also has citrulline and creatine. It's insane how much energy and focus I had during my workouts. If you're ready to take your workouts to the next level, then ditch your current pre-workout and get the Superpower pre-workout to be your own hero.
Y'all, www.cbmkglobal.store. It's not difficult. You won't be disappointed. I'm telling you. Ladies, you trying to get there? There's a couple things. You need a pre-workout. I'm going to recommend Warrior Thirst for you. Then I'm going to recommend Transform. Chocolate or in vanilla, then Saucy, the BCAA, and then Super Thick, so that you can be slim thick. www.cbmkglobal.store. All right. So number 10. It's hard. Sometimes when you're at the bottom of the list, you feel undervalued, not appreciated. But if you think of all the choirs that you had to surpass, that you had to, you know, rank against, who would make it? Who would? I think this choir right here doesn't get their just due. I think as a whole, from two leads, two pastors, this choir has been a staple in the community. And it seems like every 10 years they put out a hit. It is none other than Fellowship, under the direction of Clay Evans, and then after that, Charles Jenkins. I think Fellowship was and is, but was one of those choirs that if you joined, it was like something to say you sing with Fellowship, right? They were known as the Ship. That's how powerful. When you get a nickname as a choir, you've done some good things. And I'm going to have to go with number 10, Fellowship. Mass Choir.
Not bad. Wasn't even close, but not bad. I'm going to end it off with a Extravagant Choir. I feel like their evolution was good as well because they have a nice blend. You could hear the evolution through the music from the old to the newer, but still kept that old sense in it. And that's James Hall.
Oh yeah,
and Worship and Praise.
Yeah.
It's a lot of God owns me. Once a yes, I shall never forget. The blood, it's a lot of songs that are not only cold, but they like a lot of churches do it, a lot of choirs to attempt to do it, but it's difficult because it's very hard to sound like them. That's just very difficult to sound like them. So I had to put them on. They had to make it on.
That's true.
I had to make it all.
I'm not mad. James Hall is a legend in his own right. That's why I couldn't refute it or do anything. I don't want to do this, though. Throwing a pivot. You know, I've been thinking lately, right? I've been thinking about how media is changing. And even though this is choir, what Shannon Sharp has taught me, you can do anything with your platform, right? I mean, Shannon Sharp will go from A to Z in a minute, especially his nightcap with Ocho.
And
Arenas. And there's no telling what he'll discuss. A wide variety. Anybody that says variety doesn't have a strategy, obviously he has not been paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think, on the sports, Nub Church, why do you think Shannon Sharp has been so successful in this field?
One, he know how to listen. He know how to just sit back, listen, and let the interviewer speak. You just let them speak, and he does a good he. One thing I know about him is he's very good at interviewing. He knows what the type of questions to ask. Like, he don't typically ask you questions that's like very direct answers. They're almost a time you got to go back and think about what you did, and then it makes you think about it. And one of the key things that makes a good interviewer is research. And one thing you know about him, he does his research. So he'll hit you with a question that you had no clue that he even knew.
Yeah.
Like he's that type of interviewer. So, and he also has that talent where he knows how to somehow get people to bring down the walls and allow them to talk about things that they normally don't talk about. One of the main things you will hear from a person that's great at interviewing is during the interviews, that person saying, I normally don't talk about this, but
yeah.
That's when you know the walls has come down. You made the space comfortable enough for them to give you what get exactly out what he wants, and that's the one of the main things why he's been so successful at podcasting.
I also think that Shannon Sharp, I think how things are received, the information, how it's transferred is changing and has changed. Mm-hmm. And no longer is information siloed, and no longer can you have to go through the quote unquote proper channels to become visible, to have access, right? And I think something that Shannon has done is he understands that, yes, he's a Hall of Fame tight end, but to create a persona and to create something that is attractive post the NFL, right, keeps people engaged, keeps people watching. And the reason why he was successful at Fox, he's successful at Club Shay Shay, he's successful at Nightcap, he's successful at ESPN, he's been successful at the NFL Network, is because when Shannon is in, he is all in, whether you agree with it or not, right? That takes real courage and a real almost like not caring attitude. And I think sometimes when players, particularly when they're out of their niche, they become like a false representation, like all of a sudden, I don't want to say like a holier than thou, but a very cleaned up version of what they used to be, right? instead of understanding that this is entertainment, right? Now, there's some good and bad with that, but Shannon Sharpe, to me, right now, is the GOAT of all of this. And I really think he's going to catch Joe Rogan. I think Joe, and that is the goal, right? Like, Joe was for real, like, yeah, almost mythical. Like, nobody, no other podcast, no other thing could catch Joe Rogan. But it seems like Shannon Sharpe is about to catch, answer, pass Joe Rogan. So, you know, shout out to Shannon. When we get back, we'll hear where we can connect with Steve, and we'll give our sign-offs as we return.
Hey, what's up? It's CVMK33. Look, I want you to subscribe, hit the notification bell, subscribe here, everywhere, so you can get the latest and greatest of this podcast content. Stay tuned.
Yo, subscribe, YouTube, CVMK, one word, four letters, Instagram, and it is what it is, underscore show, CVMK underscore global. As I want you to get there, I want you to take us to 100,000. We're at 72,000 on CVMK underscore global, CVMK 33, where it goes down. Like, share, and subscribe. Steve-O, it's been a pleasure, my man. Top 10 choirs. Had to do it live because, you know, some things are just worth doing live. Some things are worth doing live. I don't always want to, you know, there'll be plenty of ample opportunity for that. Where can they connect with you, my friend?
And once again, follow me at Steve-O Speaks on X, Instagram, as well as NBA Central and Chicago Bears Central.
Y'all connect with your boy. And also remember, if you want to keep seeing amazing content and leaders like we have on today, YouTube at CVMK. And until next time, guys, thanks.
If you think exercise alone got me looking like this, well, think again. CVMK Global Super Thick got me right. I'm obsessed, and yeah, I won't stop talking about it because it helped me grow in all the right places. Its creatine provides a fast and reliable way to increase your power, size, and shape. And it's scientifically proven to help you reach your physical goals in a safe, controlled manner. So if you want to increase muscle size, pump, and thickness in your muscle groups, you need Super Thick.